Okay, our number this morning is 1850 506 000. There are thousands of motorists in this country driving potentially dangerous cars. This is according to new research which reveals that 4,000 imports a year have previously been crashed or written off. So if you're driving an import, this should be of particular interest to you. The study, which by the way is the biggest of its kind, has discovered that nearly 1 in 10 cars imported from the UK last year had crash or damage history. Some actually had been crashed and or written off several times. And it also found that some actually had been so badly damaged that under UK laws, they should not actually have been totally scrapped, or they should have been under UK law, they should have been totally scrapped and none of their parts ever reused. And according to the car history check agency, motorcheck.ie, these dangerously repaired wrecks, as they describe them, represent a large number in daily use that are not safe enough to be driven. And I'm joined on the line from MotorCheck by Shane Teskey. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tommy.
Thanks for joining us. This is alarming, isn't it?
It is. It's very alarming. Something that we had kind of felt, given the results we see on a daily basis, was growing. But we decided to tackle it with the largest study of its kind there, Tommy. And the numbers speak for themselves, I think.
A lot of people who are driving imported cars from the UK mightn't even realise they're from the UK, because presumably they're re-registered before they're sold.
That's absolutely right. I suppose we've got to think of the UK as a feeder market, and a very important feeder market for used car buyers in Ireland, especially today, given the shortage of used cars that are out there. You might remember back in 2009, new car sales dived off a cliff. They dropped nearly 70%. And it means that those cars are just not around anymore. So a lot of Irish private buyers, dealers, or anyone who's in the market is heading across to the UK, picking up cars either on classified ads or through auctions or wherever they can get their hands on them, Tommy.
Now, let's talk about the firm definition in the motor trade of a write-off. I mean, I always think, you know, when somebody is sentenced in our courts to life in prison, of course it's not, it's 25 years, and in many cases much less. The same appears to be the case with vehicles that are written off, because by virtue of the term, you would think that that's it. Once a car is written off, the parts and the shell of the car are destroyed. But that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. I guess write-off is a term that the insurance industry has introduced to be able to classify a vehicle that, in their opinion, is beyond economic repair. So the costs of repairing that vehicle exceed 70 or 75% of the vehicle's pre-accident value, or value on the road.
But that doesn't mean that somebody else who might get their hands on the vehicle might decide to do it up and put it back on the road.
That's correct, and that's where the difficulty arises. So it's incumbent on the insurance companies, if they believe that the nature of the damage caused will always pose a serious risk. So if the vehicle was, say, Tommy, involved in a significant flood, and there's no telling what kind of electrical damage has been carried out, if it's obviously a wreck in that it was burnt out, they will categorise those vehicles as what are known as A and B vehicles. Category A, the car must go directly into the crusher, logbook torn up, and never again be seen of. Category B, yes, the logbook must be torn up, the chassis must be destroyed, but there are some parts on it that you may salvage and resell again, provided they're refurbished correctly.
Okay.
So they're two very important classifications. Yeah.
This study, I mean, it's quite significant in a number of ways, and it's also, I mean, I think it was 10,000 actual studies were conducted as part of this research. We know there's about just under 2.5 million cars in Ireland. You're also saying that around 500,000 of these cars have been imported from the UK over the years. Who's selling these imports? Is it the garage with the main dealerships as part of their second-hand range of cars, or are they just exclusively small garage owners?
It's everybody, Tommy. The cars aren't available out there. So we have everybody from main dealers to private individuals, non-franchise dealers, sourcing them from the UK. And once they're in circulation, once the Irish number plate has been assigned to the car, of course, they continue to resurface in the market every 2 or 3 years. So when you're looking at a vehicle today, which you believe to be, as they call it, genuinely Irish, or born in Irish from new, there's every chance that vehicle may have been imported.
But surely the logbook will tell you the history of the car.
It won't tell you whether the car, it will flag that this car was imported, certainly, but it won't give you the previous registration number from the UK. What you can do is look up the registration number on our website and we will tell you for free if that vehicle was imported or not.
And does the logbook give you the name of the person or persons who previously owned the car?
It depends. If the car is in a main dealer's forecourt today, they will be the registered keeper and you won't see anything from the logbook. If it's a private individual, you may well get your hands on the name and address. But you'll find in most cases the seller won't actually show you the logbook. It's something that's very difficult to do via email because it opens yourself or makes yourself accessible to all kinds of fraud when you start showing VIN numbers and serial numbers of the logbook.
Mind you, it changed times from the old style tax book, as we used to call it, that had all the details of chassis numbers, previous owners, everything was there in black and white.
Yes. You'll still find today on the Irish logbook, it's quite detailed where you will get the VIN number. One thing important to note for UK vehicles, the V5C number, as they call it, will also give you access to the MOT history, which is where you'll be able to get mileage information, whether the car passed its MOT. That's the UK equivalent of our NCT here. Yeah. That's very useful too.
Is there any legislation in place whereby anybody who imports, whether it's a garage owner or whether it's an individual, other than re-registering it here with an Irish number plate, is there any other rules and regulations pertaining to importing a car, be it from the UK or anywhere else?
No, none. All of the regulation is centred around revenue and the correct registration.
So you or I could go to the UK today, buy a brand, not a brand new, but buy a second-hand car, import it, pay your taxes and start driving around, irrespective of whether it's written off or not.
Correct. And even more worryingly, when you present that car to the NCT Centre to have its VRT assessed and to have its NCT done, if the vehicle is over 4 years or not, or more, those checks that are carried out will not necessarily pick up the fact that this car was previously written off. They're not designed for that purpose. They're designed to measure a finite number of items. So I guess it's something that we would be calling on government to check immediately. It's very easy to do with the registration number and to determine if the car will pose a potential threat for the user or other users on the road.
But it's alarming to think that about 4,000 of these imports could previously have been either crashed or written off. I mean, it's not that we're talking hundreds here, we're talking thousands.
It's a large-scale problem for sure. And that's not to say that buying a Category B or D write-off, a vehicle that was deemed repairable, just not by the insurance company, it's not to say that they don't offer some fantastic value for money. If the repairs have been carried out correctly, genuine parts used and the correct time and attention to detail paid, and absolutely there's nothing physically wrong with the vehicle and you'll snap up a bargain because it has this write-off flag on it. The problem we see is that Irish buyers just are not being informed or are not taking the time to understand what it means and check its history. So they're not able to haggle that deal at the front end and make the necessary checks, Tommy.
Yeah. People are calling in. They're a little bit confused about the categories. I know that the A category is scrap only. The car should be crushed, never let back on the road again. Just clarify the category B for one of our listeners, that the car can't be put on the road again. Is that the case?
That's right, yeah. Typical of flood-damaged cars. So if the car has been submerged in water, we're not quite sure what electrical components have been compromised. So the car cannot go back on the road.
But the parts can be destroyed. The parts can be used.
But you could, for instance, sell the interior. If it had a nice leather interior, they could be sold, or other mechanical components that won't be affected by flood damage. The other two categories, C and D, they're the ones that actually give birth to the most vehicles coming back on the road. They're ones where the insurance company has just determined, look, economically, it's not worth it for us to repair that vehicle. But if you, Mr. Owner, want to hold on to the salvage and repair it yourself, you can do so.
And you can put it back on the road again, if you like.
And you can put it back on the road.
And then the other one, the D class or category?
Category D is another category of beyond economic repair, less severe. But again, it's an insurance company has opted not to repair the vehicle. They're leaving it with the individual. There's one check that they will perform in the UK. It's called a VIC marker when those cars are going back on the road. It doesn't assess the condition of the vehicle, and it's something that people should be very aware of.
If I were Leo Varadkar reading this report, he is the Minister for Transport after all, so this falls under his remit, I'd be extremely worried. If you were he, what would you do as a minister now, having realised or realising that there's a huge number of these UK imports on our roads that have been previously either written off or crashed? Is there anything he can do?
I would certainly be encouraging the minister to contact us. We'd be happy to share our findings with him, pinpoint the individual VIN numbers that have been uncovered under the various categories. And we can discuss the appropriate action to take. I'd be all in favour of writing to the registered owners, informing them that their car there may be a safety risk associated with it, and having them or advising them to take out the correct checks.
And again, you operate, I know, motorcheck.ie. This is where you actually will check the track record and history of any car once you have a reg number.
That's right, Tommy, and we include the UK history free of charge. So if somebody's looking up an Irish registration number, we're able to identify the VIN or chassis number and link that back through the DVLA database in the UK. Sometimes we'll go through as many as 5 or 6 different number plates. You're probably aware that they can change number plates in the UK to something called cherished plates, but we'll always include the full history of that vehicle on one report.
And is that free?
No, the free lookup is free, and then you'll pay €20 for the full history check.
Okay, but it's all there in black and white.
It is, yeah. Along with other very valuable pieces of information.
That you do as well. Okay, very good. It's motorcheck.ie, and if you are thinking about buying any car, whether it's in this country or an import from overseas, then definitely if you have a reg number, but you can only operate through Republic of Ireland reg numbers, can you?
No, UK and
UK as well. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, it's alarming but interesting. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us, Shane, today about that. And we're going to finish off this interview with an appropriate song you're going to enjoy this, by Val Doonigan. I don't know, did you ever hear of Val Doonigan? Is he before your time or after your time?
No, I've heard of him. Okay. Very popular at home in the Tiscals.
Well, anyway, yeah, I know. Anyway, he had a song called O'Rafferty's Motor Car, which might be one of these imports. I'm not too sure. Thanks for joining us.